Ever feel like business casual is like a style puzzle wrapped in a riddle?
Yeah, exactly. It can be so confusing.
You're not alone. It seems like every office has its own secret code, you know?
Right.
And today we're cracking that code,
Love it.
diving deep into, well, all the little things, the nuances of nailing that perfect business casual look.
It's a popular one, that's for sure.
And you've sent over some really interesting articles that I'm excited to dig into.
Yeah.
It seems like you're aiming for that sweet spot, that perfect balance, professional polish without feeling, I don't know, too stuffy or too formal.
Exactly.
And that's exactly what we're tackling today. So to use as like our roadmap, our guide, if you will, is Business Casual Attire, a complete guide for men in 2024 from the Bearded Colonel. Have you seen this one?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's a great resource. A lot of good stuff in there.
Okay, so then maybe you can help us break down some of the kind of like the fundamentals here. So, business casual, what does it even mean? Like everyone throws that phrase around, but.
It's a question that seems so simple, right? But it can cause a surprising amount of wardrobe anxiety for people.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, what's really interesting to me is how much business casual has become the norm in so many different workplaces. It kind of reflects a bigger shift we're seeing in like overall workplace culture, I think.
Interesting. Okay.
You know, offices are less about strict formality these days, less about, you know, everybody in their suits and more about collaboration and, you know, even individual expression. And that definitely translates to how we dress for work.
I like that. So true. And I feel like this article, that's kind of what it gets at right off the bat, that it's about finding this like middle ground. It's being put together but not overly buttoned up.
Yeah.
It's not business formal, and we should probably just like define that quickly. Business formal, we're talking suits, ties, very the rule is pretty much set in stone. Business casual, this article is saying it's more of a spectrum.
Absolutely. It's not one size fits all.
Right. So how do you, when you're thinking about business casual, I mean, how do you approach it from that perspective? You know, knowing that it's the spectrum, how do you make sure you're, you know, sending the right message?
Well, I think a lot of it comes down to, like you said, understanding the message you want to send. And part of that, a big part of that, is confidence.
Right.
When you feel good in what you're wearing, it
Oh,
shows.
for sure.
And that confidence, it can really like elevate your whole presence.
Totally.
You know, like it's almost like having a conversation starter piece. You walk into a meeting and you're wearing, let's say, a really well-tailored blazer.
Okay, yeah.
Even if you've paired it with like a more relaxed shirt underneath and maybe some chinos,
Right.
instantly conveys this like attention to detail, you know,
Yeah.
even in a more relaxed setting. And I think people, they subconsciously connect that to your work as well. Like, okay, this person, they put thought into how they present themselves.
Wow. It's a really good point about those subconscious signals that we send with our clothes. I never really thought about it quite like that, but it makes sense.
It's subtle, but it's definitely there.
Interesting. Okay. And this article does, I mean, it breaks it down, thankfully, into some like more digestible parts here. It gives us like these building blocks of a business casual wardrobe, kind of like the essential pieces that you can then mix and match. And I think that's super helpful because then it's not so overwhelming, you know? It's like, okay, I've got my dress shirts, I got my chinos, I've got a great blazer, and those are like the foundation of my workwear style.
Absolutely. You've hit the nail on the head. Those are your core pieces. And this is where, you know, that idea of quality over quantity becomes really key. Instead of having a closet full of, you know, a million different things that are maybe not the best quality, invest in a few really well-made pieces. I think that makes a huge difference.
Oh, I totally agree. And it doesn't have to be like, you know, ridiculously expensive designer stuff either.
Not at all.
Right. Like you can find amazing things if you, you know.
Exactly. That's the beauty of it. Like you can find a high quality blazer at a consignment shop, you know, something that's going to last you for years and look fantastic. And it's not going to like totally drain your wallet.
Okay, that's a fantastic tip. I'm all about those like smart shopping strategies because it makes the whole idea of building a work wardrobe way less intimidating.
It's all about being resourceful and knowing where to look for those hidden gems.
For sure. It's about that curated approach, choosing those items that just, you know, make you feel confident and that you can then adapt to different situations, right?
Got it. It's like building your own personal style uniform in a way.
Ooh, I like that. Your style uniform.
Oh.
Okay, so we've got like the foundation, the basics, but now I'm curious about those pieces that, I don't know, they often trip people up. Those things that are like, can I wear this? Can I not wear this? Let's talk denim.
The denim debate, a
Right.
classic.
Right. Can you really like pull off jeans in a business casual office, or is that always just a risky move?
It's a question that, oh, man, it sparks endless debate, you know?
Yeah.
I swear, people have very strong opinions about denim in the workplace.
They do. I think it's one of those things everybody has an opinion on.
Exactly. Now. But what I find so fascinating, you know, is how denim itself has kind of evolved, even just in the past, like, decade or two in the workplace.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember a time when jeans were, like, they were practically taboo in any office setting, you
yeah,
know?
Totally, yeah.
It was like, don't even think about it. And these days, it's often seen as completely acceptable.
Depending on the office, yeah.
Exactly. There are definitely still some nuances to consider, some things to keep in mind.
Right, right. And this article brings up a great point. It's like, if you are going to, you know, venture into the wilds of denim, let's call it, for work, a dark wash is your best bet. Like, a dark wash just tends to, I don't know, it reads as more polished, more professional than, like, a light wash, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
Right.
And let's not forget about the fit. Like, baggy, ripped, distressed denim.
No.
Yeah. Huge no-no for the office. No, you want your jeans to look just as sharp and tailored as your chinos would be.
Right. It's all about sending the right message. And speaking of sending the right message, there was another item in this article that I thought was really interesting to kind of dig into a little bit more, and that was the idea of the casual suit.
Oh, yes. Love a good casual suit.
Okay, so tell me more about this. Like, how do you make a suit casual? What are we talking about here?
So the casual suit, it's all in the styling, right? It's taking a suit that you might normally reserve for, like, a more formal event, a wedding, or, you know, job interview maybe, and dressing it down. So instead of a traditional dress shirt, you might go for, like, a linen button-down, or maybe even a knit polo.
Okay, yeah.
Something with a little bit more of that relaxed vibe.
That makes sense.
And it's a really great way to, like, still project that put-together image,
yeah,
you know, but in a more approachable, a more easygoing kind of way.
I like it. So it's still, you know, you still got the suit, but it's just styled a little bit differently to give it that more relaxed feel.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay, so we've talked about a lot of different pieces, a lot of different ideas here. Maybe some visual examples would be helpful for our listener just to, like, really solidify some of these concepts.
Yeah, I love a good visual.
Right. So this article, it suggests for, like, let's say, a more traditional business casual setting, a classic combination, tailored chinos, a crisp white button-down shirt, maybe some loafers, and then maybe a blazer if you've got, like, a client meeting or something a little more formal.
Yeah, that's a classic look for a reason.
Yeah.
Clean, professional, put together.
And then for maybe a more relaxed office environment, they suggest, like, a polo shirt, dark jeans, and some leather shoes.
There you go. See, you're getting it.
And what I find so helpful about those two examples is they really highlight that thing we were talking about earlier. Like, you have to consider your actual workday when you're choosing an outfit.
It's all about context, right?
Exactly. Like, are you meeting with clients face to face where those first impressions are everything? Or are you having, like, an internal brainstorming session where the vibe is a little bit more laid back?
Yeah.
Your clothing choices, they can reflect those nuances.
Oh, for sure. You don't want to be the only one in the room wearing a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
If everyone else is in jeans and a t-shirt.
Right. Talk about awkward.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've covered the kind of, like, more traditional end of the spectrum here, but then there's this whole, like, smart casual trend, which I feel like has been really gaining traction. The article mentions it as, like, a more modern take on business casual.
Right.
Have you noticed this trend kind of popping up more?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's huge, especially among, like, younger professionals, you know? And I think it's really interesting to see how it incorporates those trendier pieces, you know? Like, instead of, like, your traditional dress shoes, it might be a pair of really high-quality sneakers.
All right, right.
Or maybe they're, like, incorporating unique accessories that, like, showcase a bit of their personality. It's really all about finding that sweet spot between sharp style and, like, genuine personal expression. And you can have both.
Totally. It seems like paying attention to those details, like you were saying, the fit, the fabric, the way you style things, it can really make a difference. But I can see how with all these options, it could still feel a little overwhelming to strike that perfect balance.
Oh, for sure. It's a learning curve.
Right. So, like, what advice would you give to someone who's listening to this and they're like, okay, I get it. I'm supposed to be business casual, but I feel kind of lost. Like, where do I even start?
You know, I think observation is key, especially when you're new to a workplace or you're just, like, trying to figure out the vibe. Take cues from your colleagues, especially those in, like, more senior positions, how they navigate business casual. It's a great way to get a feel for, like, the unwritten rules of your specific workplace, you know? But at the end of the day, don't be afraid to let your personal style shine through a little bit.
Yeah, I like that. It's finding that sweet spot where professionalism meets your unique flair.
Exactly. Because when you feel good in what you're wearing, it shows. And that confidence, that can make all the difference.
It is. It's like having that secret weapon, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That little confidence boost right there in your closet.
Love it.
Okay. And, you know, it makes me think about, you know, this whole conversation we're having about business casual. It keeps evolving, right? Like,
yeah.
What's considered appropriate, what's considered stylish, it changes over time.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Fashion is always evolving.
Right. And this article touched on that a little bit. It talked about, like, the impact of technology, the rise of remote work, you know. All of these things are changing how we work and, I imagine, how we dress for work. And it got me thinking, like, where do you see this going? How do you envision business attire changing in the years to come? I mean, what will business casual even look like 5 years from now?
Ooh, that's a great question. I mean, if you think about it, we've already seen such a shift towards more relaxed office attire.
Yeah.
Just in the last, like, decade or so even.
Yeah.
And with remote work becoming, you know, increasingly common, I think it's not unreasonable to think that we'll see even more emphasis on comfort, right?
Yeah.
And individual expression, you know? I mean, people want to be comfortable, especially if they're working from home.
For sure.
But they also want to express their personal style. So, you know, maybe we'll see a rise in, like, hybrid pieces. You know?
Interesting.
Clothes that can seamlessly transition from, like, a video call to, like, a coffee meeting, you know?
Yeah.
Or maybe there will be a greater focus on, like, sustainable fashion choices, you know, as more and more people become aware of, like, the environmental impact of the fashion industry.
I love that.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
Yeah. Those are some really, like, intriguing predictions. I love that idea of, like, fashion evolving to be, you know, more versatile, but also more mindful. And, you know, it's definitely something to consider, like, as you're building your professional wardrobe, you know, think about those things.
Well, listen, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about the essentials of building a business casual wardrobe, those key pieces that you need. We've talked about, you know, the great denim debate. We've talked about the power outfit. We've even, like, taken a little glimpse into the future of office style.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. And, you know, for everyone listening, I hope this deep dive has given you, like, the knowledge and the inspiration, but also just, like, the confidence to really navigate the world of business casual with, you know, style and ease.
Yes.
Rock that business casual look.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, remember, at the end of the day, it's all about finding that balance, you know, between looking professional, but also letting your own personal flair shine through.
100%.
Absolutely. Well, on that note, this has been fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with me about all of this.
It's been a pleasure being here. Always happy to talk about style.
And for you listening, until next time, happy styling.